Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to a Blissfully Balanced Life podcast. For those of you who are new here, I'm your host, Crystal Ray, and I am a certified health and fitness coach and Reiki healer. And I created this podcast to show you how to live a holistically healthy life while balancing everything else going on. What you can expect on this podcast are tips for your health, food, fitness, spirituality, mindset, motivation, inspiration, as well as experts sharing their knowledge with you. I am so excited to bring this content to you. So let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of a Blissfully Balanced Life podcast. Today's episode is sponsored by Crystal by Crystal. They provide healing jewelry, crystals, a journal. Check it out. It's on Etsy. Super incredible. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different than some of the previous episodes because I invited my friend Carolyn Hickman on, and we're going to have a really fun conversation with you guys because she is so knowledgeable. We are aligned AF. I'm just going to let her introduce herself to all of you guys. So Carolyn, tell us more about yourself.
Thank you so much for having me on, Crystal. I'm so blessed to have you here because you're awesome. And I'm so glad that we connected like so many years ago. It's been awesome. So thank you so much for inviting me on here. Super excited. Thank you for the awesome intro. A little bit about me and just kind of what I do. I won't go too much into the depths about it, but I'm also another health coach, if you want to say that. I'm really all about empowering women. I started my own podcast, which among my listeners will probably be listening as well, to the Fiercely Feminine podcast. It's all about empowering women to really reclaim and take their health back. I see so much disempowerment in the world today about women really just being so confused and just disempowered in that sense. Meaning, I feel like we've been told so many different lies and so many different, we're thrown like, so many things are thrown at us, right? Like we're just thrown like this diet, this pill, this, the blah, blah, blah. We never know who to believe or what to believe. So I just really simplify that for women and bring it back to what really is working. It's plants, it's nature, it's everything natural, holistic, and keeping it super simple that you can literally reclaim your life, change your body, change, you know, through movement, spirituality, you name it, and just really giving women their power back so that they don't feel like they don't have control over their lives or their bodies, especially as moms. So I'm a mama of three little ones under six. So if you guys are a mom out there, you probably can relate to that.
You are so inspirational and so powerful, and the work you are doing in itself is so needed in the world. So I'm so appreciative that you're here and you are reminding all of us women to take our power back and that, you know, reconnect.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's what lights me up. It really lights me up on so many levels when I can see another woman or another mom just feel like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. And then they reclaim that power and they're like, okay, so I know what to do just by taking your simple steps or your tips or your tricks or whatever, you know, you and I were so aligned. Whatever we can give them to be able to feel like they can control it and it's not outside of them, it's within them.
Sweet. So let's dive into that more. When you say it's within them, what does that feel like? What does that mean? Because I know for a really long time, I was really challenged with feeling my intuition. And so I think sometimes we may be a little misinformed or just unaware as to what that really feels like for us. So, well, one, I guess, like, what does that mean? And what does it feel like for you? Like, what does it feel like for you to be in power and hear your intuition?
Ooh, that's a multifaceted question. I like that. Okay, so I would consider myself pretty spiritual at this point in life. I feel like I probably wouldn't have gotten here if I didn't change my diet and clean up my own life. A lot of that stems from when my mom was diagnosed with cancer about 3 years ago. I unfortunately lost her to cancer, and it's a very hard time in my life. If you guys want to hear more about my personal story that I went through, I encourage you guys go jump over to my podcast too, Fiercely Feminine podcast. Here, episode one, just so you guys can understand where I kind of started. But it really starts with when you realize somebody close to you has suffered through a disease and that you didn't realize that maybe there's could have been something that they were changing along the way or yourself, that what you're putting in your body is really what you're getting out of your body. And I mean that in the sense of straight up what you're eating, what you're drinking on the daily. We're told, like even myself, I never really had a weight problem, right? And so I thought that as long as I was thin, in shape, an athlete, doing the things, I was going to escape all these diseases that you see all your family members, because all my family members were always overweight and they struggled with their weight their whole lives. And they had all these ailments, all these pills they were taking. And so I was like, okay, as long as I stay thin, I'm good, right? But I wasn't. it wasn't until I had my first baby and my second child that I was like dealing with mom fog. So you want to talk about like mom brain fog, the constantly feeling like I was always an athlete, always energetic, but then all of a sudden I was like, had no energy. I was getting 8 hours of sleep at night and I couldn't wake up without feeling like I needed to like sleep longer. Or I would wake up with this fog. I can't describe it. You guys can actually probably understand if you are a mom or even a woman. You wake up with like a cloud in your eyes and then you're just kind of like, oh my gosh, like I can't think straight. It's just mommy brain. Then we stop blaming it on something outside of us, right? Like the mommy brain. Don't worry about it. It's just mumbo jumbo. You'll get it back, or maybe you never will. And so again, another disempowering lie that I cannot, you know, it frustrates me why I am all about giving the power back to the woman. And so that was a disempowering. My energy was going down. I was taking naps throughout the day in corporate life. I felt like I didn't have enough time at the end of the day to get to my children. All of that stemmed, and I didn't realize it was because of what I was eating. And when my mom was diagnosed with cancer, we started doing some research on the holistic end of things, which again, you have to be open to that. You know, learning about what's in our food and what we're drinking and eating was a huge culture shock. And it wasn't until I shifted and changed that. Like it took us 2 years to go full vegan. I'm a plant-based vegan now. My entire family is. But we took it in steps, in stages. And when we started shifting and changing, that's when we started noticing differences. So when you start removing things from your diet and replacing them with things that are cleaner, at like, for example, high vibe plants, you know, having more smoothies, taking out the dairy, you know, all the things that we know about, I was like literally getting more energy. I was sleeping better. I was feeling better. The mom fog went right away. Like lemon water celery juice, my jam. I know it's your jam too, because so like it's our thing. And people are like, how do you do it? It's like, you know what? Back in the day, I think about how do I take tequila shots at the bar? Like it's mind over matter. And that's where it's, again, empowering woman. You can do this. If you can take a shot at the bar, you can take a glass of celery juice. It's not the end of the world. And knowing about how you feel afterwards is really the empowering feeling that you want and the clarity. So the clarity that came through on that end for me personally is like no other. I will never go back. I don't ever want to feel like that again. And when I changed the diet, when I changed these things in my life, I felt how I felt and my entire family did. And knowing that now we have power and control over our health so that we can actually prevent chronic illness and even reverse it. If you're a person out there, a woman out there, a mom out there that has a chronic illness, please do not feel like you are alone, and please don't feel like you can never reverse it and or heal yourself, because that's, you know, a bunch of bullshit. Excuse my language. I keep it real. I swear like a sail sometimes, guys, but I don't want you to feel like you are lost and you're never going to be fixed, because you can fix yourself. So that's kind of where I feel like when we're aligned and we're eating well and we're cleaning up that body, we are literally can vibrate higher and have so much energy and spirituality comes flying through us. So I guess that's the long of the short answer.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I guess I'm just going to throw my 2 cents in here on this one too. It's like, for me, that idea of having a gut feeling, it's like something is easy, something's not. Or like sometimes it's feeling nauseous or sometimes not. Like when it comes to eating foods in particular, I was starting to look at animal meat and be like, I feel nauseous looking at this. And it wasn't driving for me. So sometimes what I want you guys to understand when it comes to our intuition and connecting in with our inner power is that it might be quiet. It might be subtle, right? And it's sometimes just a knowing, or it's you get like this little sense of like, I shouldn't do that. And then you do it anyway. And then you find yourself in trouble and it's like, dang it. That was the cue. And then you start finding that cue again. And you're like, all right, I've seen this cue before. What do I do now? You know, and it takes practice. Like I said, for years, I couldn't hear my intuition at all. Like it was not there.
No, I know. I say the same thing. And I used to feel like when it came to my intuition, I always just say I'm pretty intuitive. I feel good. I used to always be able to pick on people's energy, right? Like when somebody walks through the room, growing up even younger, I'm like, ooh, you know, they have a weird energy. I could feel like they were a good person, or not like good and bad, but like you could tell people's intentions. And I felt like that was good, but whoa, like going to this next level of spirituality and just in general, like intuition has been heightened significantly. Like to the point where now I'm able to channel. Like it's pretty crazy when you start, you know, clearing things out. And I want to speak on that, the meat thing for you, because what was coming through with me on that is you want to talk about like intuition. Well, when I was pregnant with my first child, I literally could not touch, could not be near, could not do anything with meat. And that point when I didn't become vegan till what did I say, like about 2 years ago now? Yeah, 2 years vegan. So before that, both my children, I was not vegan. I was highly conventional in the sense I say conventional with meat eater, you know, meat and potatoes, like all the things, like, you know, when you have headache, you have Tylenol, you just cover with all these Band-Aids. And that's the way I was brought up. No. And most people out there, you're listening to this, you're probably like, that's my lifestyle. It's the way we're brought up. It's a hereditary. You want to see why all of the family patterns kind of stem the same way? The reason why a lot of family members have the same diseases and chronic illnesses is because they're eating the same way as all the family members. So again, empowerment, knowing that, how can you shift and break that pattern, break that chain, so that you can empower yourself to live a better life, a cleaner life, a healthier life for you and your family? You can do that. But what I want to touch upon is I couldn't even touch meat. Like chicken, any of that, cleaning it, my husband Dan had to do all of that. And it's like, there was my intuition. There was my nudge saying, you don't need it. You don't want to be having this. And it was loud and clear on all my pregnancies, the smell of any kind of tuna fish. Like coffee repelled. Like I could not even go near a drive-thru. Like, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, you guys know if you're up north, I was like my jam. I'm down in Florida now, but Dunkin' Donuts, I couldn't even drive by the drive-thru. It was so potent. I had to like fly by there because it was, and that's our intuition telling us these things. And it's not until you start cleaning up your life and your diet and just everything that you realize that now I can be in tune with that. Like those that give me nudges. And then you expand upon that and you get so many more answers in your life. It's pretty incredible, am I right? Like
100%. So talk to us about channeling, because not everybody knows what channeling is or what it's like or what how to experience it.
Yeah. So I'm like super new to this. So, and I'm probably like one of the people you might want to hear about this because it literally just happened to me like 2 weeks ago. So I used to think there's this magical voice that would come to you, right? To hear about how people are like, the auditory, the visual, like all of the things. You don't know how it's going to speak to you. Some people say it's a little voice in their head. It is what it is. I used to think there's this magical little voice. Like, who's the guy from Allstate? The guy, I can't, like, you know what I mean? So when the police gone and everything, like this magical God voice comes down and he's like, opens up the channel. And he's like, I am here. Speak to me. I used to think it was something like that. And so because of that, I was kind of disempowering myself. I won't say that word so much these days, but I didn't realize that I was shutting down my intuitive ability, my third eye, my chakras, like all of that. And really the channeling part is like this. I was at the beach 2 weeks ago, sat down, started meditating, got super quiet in my mind. And I was like, you know what? I'm here to listen. What's my purpose? Create a purpose. Kind of sit down, relax, and whatever comes to me, comes to me. And I literally said, I'm going to surrender and bless and release and whatever comes through. Like you have to be at a surrendering moment to the point where whatever comes through is what you're allowing. And the way it came through was thoughts. It was not a magical voice. It was not anything like a little bit of visual. So a couple of visual pictures would pop into my head, right? But it's mainly just a deep knowing. And it's your internal voice. It's like you're talking to yourself. Like when people sit there and say, I have, you know, self-sabotage. Or I have this inner voice that's so mean. I'm like, you know, you look fat in that bathing suit, Karen. Like that deep, you know, bad voice in your head. That voice is actually your intuition. And so that's why we have to kind of shift and change that and our beliefs in that. But mine was literally sitting there and getting clear messages. Just flow through to the point where I have my little notebook in my hand and I was just writing. And I was just writing. And it was a deep knowing that I was channeling because my thoughts couldn't even think that fast. Mm-hmm. Like when you know yourself, I know that I could not even think about like the stuff that was coming through in my business and my life. I was not even able to think about that as fast as I could. And I couldn't even keep up with the thoughts that kept coming through unless I had a pen and paper. That's when you know it's like your higher self is channeling from a higher power and something greater and bigger than us. That's the best way I can kind of say it. And now because I've recognized that and I've given myself permission to recognize that, I'm so much more aware of it. And I love that you're using crystals. because crystals help so much. I've been like cleaning my crystals. I have you can see it right here, my little throat chakra crystal. I think that helps people that are first starting out too. If you don't know about crystals, kind of learn about them or just take a trip to a crystal shop. Have the woman that's there or the man that's there tell you a little about them. It can kind of help you get your intuition flowing too. Because there's a lot of healing power behind them as well to kind of help you up and clear out your mind.
Thank you for that explanation. That was like so spot on. And it's also, if you guys ever go down this road, you're going to hear other people talk about this, that the thoughts come in extremely quickly and it's fast. And yeah, another thing is that you touched upon is you're in the receptive mode. And that's what Abraham Hicks talks about all the time. It's one of the reasons why we practice meditation, to clear our minds so that we can create stillness and that we can receive. So you totally just did it.
Yeah, I'm so happy to see what you're doing. I see your meditations on social media. You're really creating space for so many women. So thank you for doing that.
You're
doing an amazing job. And it's helping women just really sit with themselves, because I used to not be able to think I could meditate either. Like, and what most of us women think, I can't just sit still, especially mom life. Like, you can't shut your brain off sometimes. You're like, okay, did I put the dish in the dishwasher? Did I hit play? Did I hit that? Da, da, da. Oh my gosh, my kid crying over here. Is this? And even you, day to day, like, did I do this? Did I do this? It's like, you can't shut that off sometimes. And you have to. And the way that's easiest to do that is, I mean, I did transcendental meditation.
Yeah.
It might sound, you know, all this big thing that you have to do, but it's really about just relaxing your mind and saying a word that comes to mind for you and just saying it over and over and over again. Just relax your body. If you need to play meditation music, sometimes that helps clear your mind. YouTube has tons of, you know, any kind of music you guys need. You don't have to go out and buy this elaborate meditation program to start out. You guys can get some music off YouTube and just really sit with yourself. If it's mom life, I know what that's like. Sometimes it requires you to get up an hour before the kids get up. Or me, I'm a late bird. So my kids go to bed, that's when I can get my time in. I recently got grounding mats. I'm a huge advocate of grounding mats.
I have them. Oh my God, I'm so glad you got them. I've had them for a long time, but I recognize when I first got it, I went overboard on grounding. So
me too.
Guys out there, if you get a grounding mat, first time, 10 minutes is great. 10 minutes for a long time is superb. Like, I literally sat on mine for hours and then went to sleep with it. And like the next day I was like, oh my God, what did I do to myself?
I you know, I'm guilty. I have grounding mats for sleeping for me, my husband, and my kids. Mainly for the fact that because throughout the day we're going. So I'm not able to sit as much on my mat. Like, I might get 10 minutes on it. And because my house is kind of built up in Florida off of the ground. So it depends on also where you guys are living. If you're very much on the ground, your home is like a one level, or you're able to get out in nature, like, no offense, I'll go my holistic hippie side of things. But in Florida, people like spray pesticides everywhere. Like, it's their job. And so I don't want to put my feet all in the grass is what you're thinking, but it's all these toxic chemicals. I'm very grateful because I have the beach across the street from me. So I go ground there. I put my feet in their beach and it works. But not every day, every single second, am I able to go and give up that time to do that. So I do that to heal myself, because there's so many benefits about healing your body, right? And anti-aging benefits. I remember you were telling me all about it, Crystal. It's incredible. So the sleeping part is really good for that end. But you're right. You can't get stuck doing it all the time, because then you're just like, oh my God, I can't move.
Yeah.
I'm in this blissed out state that I can't take action on things.
Yeah. Right? Like, my mind was like I almost felt like I didn't feel sick, but like, I felt I was off. Like, I couldn't fully think. Like, I was like, whoa. Okay. Yeah. But just so you guys know too, you kind of touched a little bit upon it, but grounding, what it is essentially is it's to help us with the free radicals in our body. So we're encountering technology all the time, and think about it. We live in a place where there's Wi-Fi, there's waves, there's radio waves, there's waves coming off of our computer. We're exposed to that all the time. And so that's creating the free radicals in our body, which is increasing illness in our body sometimes. And so grounding, what it commonly is typically known for, is you're just outside with your bare feet in nature, or your body, like you're touching a rock, you're touching the sand with your bare body. And that's changing. It's grounding you. It's pulling that down in a sense. And so it's helping with the free radicals. So the grounding mat in itself is just a way to do it inside.
Yes, absolutely. And it's incredible. It's been changing my life. And you know, we start taking care of your body and start taking care of your health, you notice differences. Like, one of the things I'll share with you guys, which just because sometimes I'm a person where if I hear something with somebody, I'm like, wow, I can relate to that. And it might sound crazy, and I'll just tell you, but like, I, being a mom ever since being pregnant, I've had more spider veins on my legs, right? Like, it just happened. I just think, oh, my mom, like, all these people had it in their legs and their body, and it's just hereditary, right? Like, it's just, and granted, some are hereditary. Like, I get that. But a lot of it is blood flow and circulation in your body. Kid you not, I had this one area that I had, like, a blood vessel was broken from soccer. It was an injury from, like, decades. Like, I literally had this even before pregnancy, but it would get worse, and I would get varicose veins in pregnancy because you have a lot of blood flow in your body, and it's painful. If there's any women out there or moms that have this, it is painful as F. I mean, it really is, and pregnancy doesn't help, because then you have, like, you know, you have, like, 10 to 15 pounds of blood running through you, so it's painful. And I was like, okay, gosh, and every pregnancy would get a little worse. But after this pregnancy, now this is my first pregnancy, I was vegan, plant-based vegan. And I have never had so much energy. like, I was go, go, go. People like, how are you still coaching soccer after my due date? There's a reason why. And I was still, you know, piss vinegar. I'm just literally going, going, going. But afterwards, I was like, okay, so is my body going to be back to normal? Like, what's going to happen with the shift? This area that I had is in the back of my thigh. The blue blood vessel is gone.
Nice.
It is gone. Like, so when you want to relate to, like, I don't want to say superficial, but things that you actually physically noticing on your body that are changing when you change your life and what you're eating and releasing emotional trauma. So I also want to touch on that part too. And you might want, when you are holding onto any emotional trauma or any kind of grief or guilt or mom guilt or just woman guilt on anything, if you had a rough family moment in your life, like, again, hear my episode one, it's all about that. When you finally release that and do a lot of healing work, and that comes with everything, that's all right, like meditation work, EFT tapping, like you name it, I've done it, like hypnosis, all the things to heal your body on an energetic level, when you release that from your body, and you're a Reiki healer, you know all about this too, like me, you can move energy in your body so many ways. It's incredible. But that there was like a huge aha moment for me as a mom, on a visual, superficial level, and you know, like, wow, I have this being that is gone now. Like, it just blew my mind to think of how incredible this body is, and that, again, it is not something outside healing us. It is not this magical effing pill. It is not, you know, and I don't bash doctors. I don't want to do that. They're there for the greater good. Most of them are there for the reasons, but a lot of doctors are also trained that when you have an ailment, you just kind of get a prescription, right? Like, they don't know better, and then sometimes it helps for the short term. But when it comes to long-term, you have several band-aids, layering on band-aids, on band-aids, on band-aids, on band-aids, and you're not fixing the root cause, which is just your body calling out to you, your intuition calling out to you saying, hi, pay attention to me. Pay attention to me. Like, you're not healing this. Let me just take care of this. And then all of a sudden, your arm starts hurting. And then all of a sudden, you get this. And then chronic illness happens. And it gets greater and louder until literally something's going to make you, boom, wake up and say, okay, what do I need to do? And you don't want it to get to that level because it's really hard to reverse that level. So that's why me and you especially, I know we're super preventative, and that's why we're super passionate about why we want to help women start taking charge of that now so that we can take charge of our life, because the toxins, the everyday crap that we're dealing with now was nothing like what we compare back when our parents and our grandparents. So that's another thing I want to touch upon, because, you know, you talk about GMOs in general. Everybody knows what, you know, genetically modified stuff is these days. GMOs weren't even brought to market until 1985. That was the year I was born. So when you want to really, at that point, most of our moms were 25, 30 at that point. They're also getting sick now at 55. My mom died at 55. Okay. That's 25 years later. That is why right now I am 35 this year. That is why you're seeing so many people our age getting so sick. They're so sick with all these autoimmune conditions, all these diseases that are happening. Kids that are like, gosh, under 10 coming in with autoimmune diseases. This never happened. And so it's just going to be the changes. And that's why, another reason why I'm so passionate about bringing forth this information to help women change it now so that you don't have to follow along and, you know, not live a healthy, happy, you know, pain-free life that you are ultimately deserving of. Us spiritual beings are deserving to live a long and happy and healthy life. And if we treat our vessels, if we treat our body with respect and the knowledge that we're giving with people like us that are shedding that light into this world and giving people the tools to do it, this body will serve you for a very long time, and you will have that, right? So, and I kind of want a little tangent on that, but it's so super empowering in a way. Like, knowing that you can change it, you just got to get there. And sometimes it takes a little time. Just don't wait for that time when it's a huge nudge that knocks you in your fucking ass, because those ones suck. And it's not cool at that point, you know?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. That was so much. That was so empowering and like motivating. I don't even want to touch upon any of it because you like – just nailed that. Except you do remind me of this one point. So I'll say this. You can either pay now or you can pay later. And I know you're really big on organic food. Myself personally, I pick and choose. There's certain things I always buy organic. There's other things where I'm like, you know what? It's an avocado. It's okay, not organic. But these strawberries, they need to be organic because also they don't taste good when they're not organic, right? Like,
yes, you're right. You're so right. It's me, whenever I have the option of organic, I always choose organic. And then if it comes down to certain things, where, like you said, strawberries, where I know they need to be organic. And the other one is apples, because apples are no longer apples anymore. Strawberries, won't touch them with – like, I just won't eat them, right? Like, if I go into a store and there's no organic apples, no organic strawberries, I won't eat them. But avocados, you're right. I will still pick up an avocado. If I want avocado, they're okay. Because, again, quick little tip out there for you ladies is if you know, you probably touch upon too, Crystal, but the clean 15 and the dirty dozen. Go out there and Google the most recent version. You know, type in Google clean 15 2020, you know, dirty dozen 2020. And those are the ones where the dirty dozen just never, not like, don't eat those if they're not organic, right? Clean 15 you can get away with. Stick with that and you're already ahead of the game on that. That's the first big step I always say to people. Start there. And then start to really thinking. And if you can start kicking some things, like I always say, target the inflammation, because everybody in this world has got inflammation and that is the root problem. And so we're huge advocates of the medical.
Yes, I'm glad you're bringing him up. I was going to bring him up. I was like, please, can we please talk about him together? Because now you read his stuff. You're into him like I am.
I do. Oh, I'm so in deep with that man. But you know what? He's also, because it's not just hearing his stuff and having it not resonate. It's hearing his stuff, implementing changes in my own life and my kids and my family. Like, guys, I got 3 kids under 6. My kids are drinking celery juice. And the way I got them started was putting an apple in it. Yes, celery by itself, and you guys will hear all about him, is the best thing you can do. But he also says it's better to have something in it than to not have it at all. So my kids, to get them used to it, I put, I juice 1 apple, 2 apples in it. Now they have it with nothing because they love it. Their body craves it. I have it every day. I have lemon water or lime water. You know, because I know you do the same thing. Half an hour later, I have my celery juice. And don't be like, oh, I don't have a juicer. Well, 9 out of 10 people in their households have got a blender. Get a blender, get a $5 cheesecloth, you know, something to strain the pulp out. Boom, there's your celery juice. It's all about how you want to choose to live. But those 2 things have completely changed our lives.
Yeah.
I no longer have coffee. I no longer crave coffee. I mean, it's incredible. The energy I have all flipping day long.
Yeah.
And like you too, like, how do you feel? Like implementing that in your own life, Crystal, because I want to hear like your take, because we eat pretty similarly. And I love to like hear like how you feel too.
Yeah. So I think you are much more consistent than I am in certain ways. The lemon and lime water, I don't always do. So lately stores haven't fully had celery. So like I just went a week without celery. I'm missing it a lot, but I was doing lime water instead. So just know like you do the best you can. I'm doing the best I can as well. But when I first started celery juice, so something was missing and I couldn't figure out what it was. And my stomach wasn't right. I had acid reflux back in 2012. I definitely had it in like 2008 or 2007. Like my stomach had been really, my digestive system had been going through it for a solid like 10 years at least. And I started celery juice because my sister was like, dude, you have to read this book. This totally makes me think of you in every way. You have to do it. And so when my older sister tells me something, I listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She says jump and I'll jump. Okay. So I read his book in the medical medium, his first book. I was like, oh my God, he just described my entire health history in these chapters. I was like, I had strep throat. I had mono. I had everything. I'm like, I 100% have Epstein-Barr virus, no doubt about it. So then I started drinking celery juice and I couldn't handle more than 8 ounces for a solid 2 months. I would bloat within 20 minutes of having it. My first like 2 weeks or a few weeks, I would like burp it up. I thought I had strep throat again during the first 3 weeks. Like my throat was literally on fire and I battle strep throat all the time. I'm still encountering it recently, but I think it's because my diet, I've gotten into a lot of diet cheese.
I'm guilty of that too. Yeah. I like the bio life and the diet cheese. And you're right, it's a process. That's all it is.
But yeah, so, but literally like celery juice had given me way more energy. And if anybody understands what my schedule is like, and, or if you follow me on social media, a lot of people are like, oh my goodness, I admire your work ethic, or how the hell do you do all the things that you do? You guys don't even see half of it because my days are so jam packed and I do have the energy to do it, but granted, like it all depends. Everything, your body is always changing. So I've been having celery juice now for over 2 years. I went plant-based back in July, a few months after I started his celery juice. I think I started in July. And then by like October, I was kind of like, you know what? I don't want to eat chicken anymore. And then I stopped eating tuna. Tuna fish was like the last thing that I had. I think I had like one more tuna fish sandwich with avocado. At that point, I had been dairy-free and gluten-free for a solid year. So that was already gone. And then that was kind of it. And so I'm my healthiest. Like celery juice changed my life. Like it has brought my digestive system to a place where I never thought that it would be. Like I used to eat food and my stomach would just hurt. Like I would literally cry from the pain. I would cry when I wouldn't eat. I would cry and I would eat. Like the pain was just always there. And so it's been, you know, it's just crazy that food, and that's the thing, like you preach this all the time, like it's healing with food, it's healing the emotion. And it's also like, I do have to do mindset work, right? Because there's part of me that's fearful. Like I'm so used to being fearful with eating. So I get scared that I'm gonna, you know, so I have to kind of be like, thank you for this food. Thank you, body, for accepting it. Thank you. I love you. This is so great. And like
the gratitude work.
Yeah. You have to do the mindset work too, but his stuff has definitely transformed my life just for the celery juice alone. Like I had done the other thing about his stuff. I will say I was doing the heavy metal detox smoothie. And at the time I had just gotten off of birth control and I didn't realize hormonal acne is a real thing. 6 months after birth control, didn't know. Like, no idea. My face was literally in a way that had never been in before. And I kept picking at it and stuff. So I stopped having his heavy metal detox smoothie because I thought that it was bringing it out like way more quickly. And I couldn't stop my fingers from doing whatever they do. But
I've been there.
Yeah. Like just keep in mind, like there is something as detoxing too quickly. So like I had to peel it back. Like I stuck with the celery juice, but I only did 8 ounces at first. Then I did the liver rescue cleanse in October. And then that's what bumped me up to the 16 ounces. And then I've been at 16 ever since. So I started small for a few months, you know? So just, you have to listen to your body. And that's what Carolyn and I talk about all the time.
That.
Yeah.
I love that you're saying that because I'm a huge advocate myself on this, not one size fits all. It's never like that. And what one person is cool with, the other person's going to take a little time with. Like, that's the reality of it. So I love that you're bringing that up.
Yeah. And it all depends on where your body is. Like, my body clearly had been, it had a lot of stuff to kill and to detox on. Like, that's what it was.
I hear you. And that's, I'm like, I'm the same way. I can touch plants all day long. It's so funny. It wasn't until I kicked dairy that I noticed. So a little bit about me with my skin issues. I literally have been suffering for like acne my entire life. And if people like said, listen to my podcast, that you've been in high school with me, it was never terrible, but it was consistent. And then there'd be points in times where it would get rough and it would be like everywhere. Like I felt like I'd have to put makeup on and then I couldn't ever go outside without makeup. And then it was like this insecurity on my face, my skin for literally like at least a decade. And hormonal, you know, birth control did not help it. And it was consistent to the point where and then it becomes more of an anxiety, right? And then it's like, oh my gosh, like my skin and this and that. And so I suffered with that literally well into, my mom was diagnosed with cancer. I was like, 32, I think. And I was still getting consistent acne. And it would be rougher sometimes, you know, closer to your cycles, it would get worse. But it was just consistent all around. And I was a huge dairy person. Like, I love my cheeses, my milks, I would drink milk and cookies, like, you name it, right? And when I started learning about how, you know, inflammatory dairy is, right? Because you learn about all the things and you start learning. If you can do nothing else but kicking dairy, and eggs. Like that's where I love the medical meeting. And that was the hardest thing because I used to love eggs with cheese on top. Like I keep it real, guys. But that was terrible. And that is huge inflammation, like information in your body right then and there. So if you can take that out, but nothing else, start there. Kick your dairy.
Yeah.
And then it gets to gluten too, because it's all about your digestion. If you can master your digestion, you will master your body, hands down. And because, again, we always say the liver, the gut is your unsung hero. It is your pool filter of your body. And I always say this to you guys. You're not going to buy a car and never get an oil change. Why? Because your car will break down. It will cease the engine. Boom, dead. There goes your $30,000 or $100,000, whatever you spend on your car, out the damn door, right? And you're like, you can find a way to spend $50 every month or whatever it is for an oil change. But why are we not finding a way to detox our body? I think in reality, it's because we are not told that we need to detox our body. I didn't know what detox was before. I used to work at a vitamin shop when I was in like college and you see all these vitamins and I was like, oh, that's great, right? You want to talk about intuition, everything trying to line you up, right? All this time. And it was always this thing that came in a magical box. It was like, get this box and you detox this. And you don't know why you need it unless a doctor quote unquote tells you, but it's not. Guys, detoxing doesn't even come in a box. If it has a nutrition label on it, you don't need it. You need produce. You need to go to the grocery store. Shop outside the outskirts of the store. That is like where you want to be. You want to be in all the produce section, having a grocery shopping cart lined up with all kinds of helpful stuff. I walk into Trader Joe's, guys, every single time. No joke. Every time I walk in that store, I load my cart up with 21 to 25 stalks of celery. Yes, do I spend $50 to $60 in celery? Yes. But that is because it is so vitally important to me that I have people come up to me every time thinking I'm hoarding celery. You want to talk about in this pandemic? So they had to stop me because they thought I was hoarding celery. It wasn't freaking toilet paper, guys. It was celery. I'd walk in the store like, yes, to get my celery. It was, like, I could care less about the toilet paper, right? But in general, it is that conversational starter that people are like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? And then I had talked to them, like, oh my goodness, who's Medical Medium? Who's Anthony William? And if you guys out there that don't know who Medical Medium is, his other name is also Anthony William. You can, you know, that's his real name. You can Google either one. But it is a conversational starter where I can, again, enlighten other women to start their path. But it's just, it's so incredible to me that you're right. Food does it. It's the biggest starting point to realize that you don't need a magical protein shake from somebody. And I don't want to bash the woman out there. They mean well. Like, I was in it. I was in Beachbody. I started there too, like protein shakes. And there's a time and place for some things, but the less processed stuff you can do, the more living food you can put in your cart every single day. That is going to do, even over the fact that it's conventional and unconventional, I mean, unconventional and organic. I mean, yes, I say if it's really grow for the ground, any kind of green, you really want organic. But if it came down to a non-organic green or something in a box, I would choose the green. Because at some point, there's going to be something more living in there than that's dead in a box with a nutrition label. And there's so many crappy stuff that goes in there. If you turn over a nutritional label and you see something more than 5 ingredients, you're probably going to be like, eh, I don't know. And if you can't pronounce it, that's my trick of the trade. If you can't pronounce something, don't eat it because it's probably not good for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, but again, it took a long time to get here. I, 3 years ago, I would be laughing in your face then. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, but it's true. And all we're told back then is just have some broccoli or eat your fruits. And that's, oh, let me just bring that up too. Stop with the fruit beer. Fruit sugar is not the same as getting a processed sugar. It is not the same sugar that goes in your coffee. It is not the same sugar that is in a candy bar or chips. Or, if, to be honest with you, in every kind of product you're probably having, there's a form of sugar in there, which is why we have an issue with sugar. Don't be afraid of fruit. If fruit is healing, it's anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, anti-aging. And there's a pandemic right now in and of itself of this protein. You're getting too much protein and not enough fiber. You need protein, absolutely, but you do need fiber to get rid of the stuff that no longer belongs in your body. And fruit is the biggest thing you could possibly put in your body that can actually extract all that stuff and all the yucky stuff from your body. So fruit is amazing. Don't be afraid of it.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yes.
The fruit thing is a different story. But I just want to touch upon two more things for you guys, just to reiterate some of the stuff we were talking about. When it comes to detoxes, I personally would tell you guys to research Anthony Williams and his most recent book, Cleanse. What was the name of it?
Cleanse the Heal. I got it too. I love it.
Yeah. So there's healthy ways to detox and there's unhealthy ways to detox. So I'm just going to send you guys out to go check out his stuff to figure out healthy ways to detox, because just doing a water fast is not really healthy. Doing a 3-day juice cleanse, hit or miss, not the most healthiest. Like, there's a way to cleanse while still eating food. And that's why I love his cleanses, because we're still providing nourishment to the body. We don't want to shock our system. So just keep that in mind the next time you go to do a detox, please. Just make sure that you're choosing a safe form of detoxing. And also the other thing, when you're listening to this episode, just keep in mind that Carolyn and I are talking about, you know, where you are in your body. We're more so coming from a place of healing. If you're somebody who's experiencing symptoms, you're having brain fog, you're having discomfort, you're feeling sick, you're diagnosed with an autoimmune issue, you have Crohn's, IBS, any of those things, what we're really saying to you is your body needs to be healed. And these are the ways that we can heal it. If you're sitting there and you're like, my blood work is great, I don't have any issues, I can eat dairy, I can eat gluten, I feel fine, this and that, then like, do what you got to do. Like, take it with a grain of salt. If you want to experiment just to see if you feel better without eggs, then go ahead and experiment. But just understand that we really are talking about healing, deep healing.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up too. Because there is some things that, for example, my own husband, you know, I think is a form of lactose intolerant for years and he didn't even know it. And things that would bother his stomach were not bothering my stomach. And like, for example, wheat doesn't bother me as much. It really doesn't. But every time my husband has it, it bothers him to no end, where, you know, he feels bloated. He feels uncomfortable. He like literally can't drink beer anymore. I mean, I never was a beer drinker to begin with. But I love wheat. Like, I'm a pasta girl. I was Italian growing up. Like, but it never bothered me. Again, and I love how Medical Medium touches upon this, that sometimes the EB, you know, the EBV, the Epstein-Barr virus in you, it's very drastically different, right, than another person, or affects somebody differently. So we are coming from a place of healing. But also, the more you can introduce anything like natural and plant-based into your life, the better you're going to feel, because you also don't want to wait to a point where you have to be faced with something that might be uncomfortable for you. So if you take proactive approaches with eating more things that are living or those kind of things, if you don't want to kick your dairy, don't kick it. You know, if you don't want to, I'm just saying if there's somebody out there with, like, for example, skin issues, right? Like, that's healing. All right, you said place of healing. Anything you're looking for answers that maybe you feel so disempowered and just at your point where, like, I don't even know what to believe anymore. And maybe your doctor has run out of answers, or maybe you're just still in pain with medication you're taking or whatever that is. Just know that there is a way to heal your body. And if you're not there, I hope you never get there. Like, dear goodness, like, I hope it never affects you. I hope it never affects anybody that you know. But the reality is right now, guys, is, you know, cancer is at 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women. That's nothing to joke around about. And that's just me coming from my personal end of things with my mother, learning about that stuff. And if you think about how many people you know somebody's affected with cancer and or an autoimmune disease, because my mom had autoimmune too. So it's not, and I don't want to say it's a matter of if or when, because that just sounds like very fearful. I don't coming from a fear-based tactic, that doesn't work for me. But what I can say is just start implementing some more living fruits and vegetables in your diet, and you will see how your energy feels on, like, a very beginner level. Just, you'll be like, wow, I feel like I have the extra jolts of energy to keep up with my kids every day running, right? Like, I don't have to stop and pant, because I think, like, the daily day things, right? Like, or I'm waking up and I don't feel as tired when I'm waking up. Like, this is pretty cool. I'm going to keep up with this one smoothie I implement every day because I feel great. And you're removing something that might be like an Ensure drink that's so terrible for your body, right? And because package and process, and you're just switching it out with the smoothie, and you're getting so many more nutrients that are actually so good for you, and it's going to keep your energy and your high vibration, right? Like, that's all it's all about.
Yeah.
So it's huge. I love that you said that. So thank you for bringing that up. So that's a good point.
Yeah. So Carolyn, how do you work with clients?
Me, I do a little bit of everything. So right now, my main bread and butter too is my, like I said, my podcast, my Fiercely Feminine community. I'm actually in the process of creating a community, and it's going to be a membership community, but I also take one-on-one clients. That's like my thing right now. So if you guys don't know me, you can follow me on Instagram. It's, you know, and it's I am Carolyn Hickman. And so I work with them one-on-one when they need help, because I feel like especially now with this pandemic going on, people are needing that one-on-one approach, because it's just, it's not a one-size-fits-all, right? Like, we just said that. So people need that one-on-one touch and that feel. So that's really what I'm at doing, is one-on-one coaching. And I also have the Instagram. I give tons of tips and value. I'm kind of very aligned. If you guys love Crystal, which I'm sure you do, because she's flipping incredible. And if you're not following her at this point, man, you should be, because I don't know what you're doing. But but I do have the same similar. We do jive together a lot. So I share a lot of value on my Instagram stories every day. And just my podcast as well. I'm all about giving so much content and just enlightening women to really reclaim their power and their health back. So that's where it is right now for me, but I'm going to be starting a community very soon. So stay tuned for that information. But if you're all following me, you'll be the first people to know.
You are so sweet. And I'm really excited for that community. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love everything you're doing too. Like, gosh, guys, her journal, like, everything you put out in this world, Crystal, is just changing lives. Like, crystals, like, everything. I can't even begin to describe it. You're just incredible, and working so amazingly with women, just seeing them change, and, like, even seeing testimonial stuff and stuff we talk about all the time. It's just, you're a light in this world, and gosh, you're amazing. So keep doing what you're doing, guys. Honestly, she's incredible. She is incredible.
Thank you. Thank you. It takes a light to know a light, I say. It takes one to know one.
Ooh, I like that. Right? I love that one.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, was there anything else that you wanted to talk about with us today?
I mean, I think me and you, just, if you guys aren't, like, just give us a follow, watch what we're doing. We share so much love because we're both super passionate. Like, we come off the same stick here. Like, we're just all about shedding so much light on the holistic end of things and just empowering you to know that you can start taking that change yourself and not feeling like you have to rely on, wait for something to kind of, you know, come along outside you. It's within you. It's the power to start changing as long as you know the direction. So yeah, that's really what I want to leave it on. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, that's why me and you are so drawn, and I'm just so grateful for you and our friendship and just everything. So thank you.
Thank you. That was such a powerful place to leave it on. So I'm just going to say, I'll put all the links in the show description. So y'all got to go there to check them out. But
absolutely. Thank you, girl. You're amazing.
Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, guys, and have a good one.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's podcast episode. I appreciate you. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate your time. And if there's anybody that you think would love this episode, please share it with them. And of course, go ahead and leave a review for this podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon. Bye.